This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
But right now, let's go live to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience. Ashley Nerona, our Vatican correspondent. Ashley, good morning. Good to have you back on.
Hey, John, good morning to you. So happy to be with you today.
And the Holy Father is getting us ready to celebrate the Feast of the Annunciation on Thursday.
Yes, and in fact, in preparation for tomorrow's feast at the general audience, his catechesis reflected the theme of prayer and communion with what he called the beauty of the maternal intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And he began that catechesis this morning by talking about the centrality of Jesus in all forms of Christian prayer. So this is a point of common confusion with non-Catholic Christians. He said that each prayer raised to God is through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, and it's fulfilled only thanks to his intercession. And he went on from there to point out that Mary, the Mother of God, occupies a privileged place in the lives of Christians because she is the Mother of Jesus. And he recalled how the Eastern churches describe her using the Greek term hodagetra, the one who shows the way. And he added that everything about Mary is completely directed for Christ, toward Christ, and that she is, of course, the first disciple. Now, he said that she's not only Jesus' mother, but the mother of all humanity, since Jesus extended Mary's maternity to all the members of the church. And that was, of course, when he entrusted her to his beloved disciple there at the foot of the cross. And since then, all people have been gathered under her mantle. So this morning, he recalled the words of the Hail Mary: pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. And that just as Mary stayed near to her dying son when everyone else abandoned him, she also remains at the bedside of all who are dying so that she can share her maternal tenderness. And he also made special note of her presence next to those who have to die alone because of COVID-19 rules. And he said that she hears the voices of her children crying out. And like a good mother, Mary defends her children from danger, even when they lose their way. And she also prays for those who don't pray because she is their mother, like so many of our mothers do. And he reminded the faithful that prayers said through her intercession are not in vain because she hears her children's voices. And so he asked that as the world prepares to celebrate the great feast of the Annunciation of the Lord tomorrow, that the faithful should rejoice that Mary, who said yes to the message of an angel, is always ready to say yes to her children and to intercede before her son for our needs and for the salvation of the world. And finally, John, Pope Francis finished his catechesis praying for the 137 people killed in terrorist attacks in Niger and for the thousands of people who've been evacuated in Australia who've lost homes because of the severe flooding there. And he asked the world to join in prayer as well, John.
And I know he also prayed for the souls who were lost in the mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado, just the other day. Ashley Nerona, live from Rome with Pope's general weekly audience. Ashley is also going to give us an update on COVID-19, which really took a big spike in Italy. So how are you doing this week?
Well, John, you know, Italy is still divided into red zones and orange zones, with red being the most severe lockdown. For example, Rome is in a red zone, so all non-essential stores are closed. But a bit of a silver lining is that Italy's healthcare workers were just nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, and that they have been nominated as the first responders in the Western world to have to face a very serious health emergency. So this is for their efforts, of course, over this last over a year now. And so we'll see what happens with that. In the meantime, of course, with everything being closed, the museums of Rome, John, have come up with a really creative way that people can still get a dose of culture. And they've created what they're calling augmented reality tours. So visitors online can take a full screen virtual tour of 8 of the most popular museums in Rome. They're offering 360-degree photographs, videos, audio, informative texts, maps, everything, and all kinds of tips about the highlights that you'll see. So it's a great way to share in Rome's precious cultural heritage. In the meantime, over in Florence, the Uffizi Gallery has offered what they're calling the greatest virtual art history lessons, because they are offering free online lessons for primary and secondary students throughout Italy, 45-minute lessons to help students appreciate art during this time when they can't come and see it up close and in person.
Aslan.
And also, yeah.
No, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
Well, John, I was just going to mention that also another interesting thing that over these past days, thousands of parents and children throughout Italy have taken to the streets in more than 30 cities across the country to protest against this ongoing closure of schools. So even though they have some great online opportunities, of course, they want to be back in the classroom. And so millions of students, of course, have been doing distance learning for a long time now. And so demonstrators have filled various piazzas throughout the entire nation of Italy with school bags, with all kinds of handwritten slogans asking to open the doors of schools again. They wore dunce caps saying that this is the impact of closures on students' education. So in response, our new Prime Minister has said that schools will be the first sector to open. So we will wait and watch and see, John.
As schools continue to open across the United States as well. So we'll continue to follow the COVID-19 developments in Italy with Ashley Nerona. And of course, whatever news is coming from the Vatican, Ashley, our Vatican correspondent, she and her husband, John, have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, the Truth and Beauty Project that provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. And we hope to get there someday. Very soon. Find out more at truthandbeautyproject.com. Truthandbeautyproject.com. Ashley, thank you. Best to John. Talk to you next week.
Oh, I look forward to it, John. Take care. Bye-bye.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.